Is it a bird? Is it a plane? Nah, it's high-speed tech news on Chai FM.
Good morning, Stephen Ambrose. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. And you?
All right, thank you. Not so good if you need to get around London.
Well, yes and no. They're still running till the end of September for the moment.
I thought that they were going to be for another year.
Well, essentially, what happened last week, which was quite a shock to everybody, is that the Transport Association of London, only London, not the UK, have withdrawn the operating license of Uber with effect from the 30th of September. So Uber's still running for the moment, and they have appealed the obviously, they've appealed the withdrawal of their license. So as long as the appeal is being heard, they can probably continue to operate. But it was a huge shock. Nobody expected the City of London to do such a thing at such a time, because they've just come out of, obviously, the summer period. They're moving into winter. Things are slowing down a touch, but business is humming. And there are 40,000 Uber drivers registered in the Greater London area, which is a huge amount of people. You can imagine the economic impact of withdrawing work from 40,000 people. But the main reason they did this is they said that Uber is operating in a rather bad way. There have been a lot of reports of perhaps sexual assault and things that have not been reported to the police. So they're maintaining that it's a safety and security issue, and Uber has created problems and safety concerns for their citizens. I actually don't think that's the true reason. I think there's been massive union interference from the existing transport unions, and I think it's a far more complex matter than we all see. But the net effect is that we've all been sailing into, certainly for me, into this tech universe where everything's on an app and it's totally disrupting the traditional old school stuff. And the old school are fighting back. They're not taking this laying down. And they certainly are coming back quite strong against these new interlopers who are basically killing their business models.
Well, they're completely they are disruptive technologies. But you know what? I think that's how progress is made, is that the old school needs to rally and they need to make changes where they need to make changes, because clearly people are not going to put up with it anymore. Otherwise, they wouldn't have been supporting Uber to the extent that they have.
Well, I think in many ways, look, Uber have tried the Amazon model. They've been burning cash for years now. They've got huge investors who see them completely taking over and disrupting the industry and are prepared to throw big money at it. So essentially, they're cheaper right now because they can be. They're losing money. They're not making money. That was one of the complaints. And one of the complaints was that in time, if they completely kill the existing industry, it will actually hurt the consumer, because prices will go up beyond where they are now. And it's not good. It's not in everyone's interest to have that happen. So I think the way that Uber has behaved around the world and certainly in London has been rather aggressive, a little bit rapacious, and it has created an environment where legitimate businesses that have been going for years and years and have done a good job have actually been pushed out of the market. In South Africa, we've seen massive violence and huge kickback. We're in a slightly different space. The one thing about London, the transport is actually very good. There's tons of buses. They're pretty cheap. There's the underground. There are the overpriced under air-conditioned black cabs, which are ripe for disruption. So there's a lot of pros to a new technology-based system like Uber. But on the same token, I think that in many ways they've come in far too aggressively. And in fact, their new CEO has actually admitted this and said that he's happy to talk and make compromises. I think they'll meet in the middle. So at some point, they're going to have to allow these new technologies. I mean, there are others, MyTaxi. There are a lot of others that are doing a very similar sort of technology app-based thing. Mm. And I think the whole industry actually needs to sit down in South Africa, in London, and figure out a way that everybody can make money in a way that's sustainable, good for the drivers, and good for you and I, who just wants to hop in a cab safely and securely, get where they're going at a price that we can actually afford. Mm. So I think this has been a big wake-up call. London's not insignificant. And globally, I think all these guys are going to have to get together and work something out. Mm. But you're right. Progress is in the main part unstoppable. And if the older guys don't get with the program, they may well end up going out of business.
Yeah, nothing like a little collusion. All right, thank you so much, Stephen Ambrose. You have a wonderful day, and I'll catch up with you on Thursday.
Absolutely.